That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joe's Weather World, your only weather podcast dedicated to Kansas City. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Fox 4 meteorologist Joe Loria. Welcome to another edition of Joe's Weather World. And today, as we start out a brand new year of podcasting and talking about the weather not only here in Kansas City but around the country as a whole, I thought we'd kind of take a little step back just a little bit and look back into 2018 and what a fascinating year it was. If you're into weather around Kansas City, 2018 was just, my goodness gracious, it was just phenomenal. I mean, there were all sorts of different weather events, different regimes of weather that moved through this part of the country, creating all sorts of different weather scenarios. And in the end, and this is what I find absolutely stunning about what just happened in 2018, but in the end, from a temperature standpoint, and this is strictly just from a temperature standpoint, the year turned out to be exactly average. Now, you probably don't know this, but typically in a year around Kansas City, our average temperature is 54.6 degrees. And, you know, we had the incredible cold start to spring. It was snowing in April. May got ridiculously hot. It was toasty in June. And then, of course, November was just bone-chilling cold. But in the end, the average temperature, I mentioned earlier, the average is normally 54.6 degrees. The average for 2018 was exactly 54.6 degrees. I mean, that was just something that blew my mind when I saw that information come across earlier today. So just kind of a weird up and down year, but kind of like that Jerry Seinfeld episode, if you're a fan of the Seinfeld show. Everything just kind of averages out. Even from a moisture standpoint, 2018 was very close to average. Of course, we had the weird, we went into this hard drought for May, June, really a good part of July as well, before we started to kind of dig ourselves out of it. Then we had flooding rains into the early part of October. But even from a precipitation standpoint, and this is mostly rain because the snow issue is still an issue, at least it was last winter. But even from a precipitation standpoint, we ended up the year 2 inches above average. So really, in the big scheme of things, we typically get around 38 inches of moisture here in this part of the country for Kansas City. And in the year 2018, we had ourselves, 40.8 inches of moisture. So 38.9, 40.8, give or take a couple of inches, that's pretty darn average for this part of the country. And even when you look at the number of days that we actually had moisture of 1/100th of an inch or greater, in 2018, 106 days. Sounds like a lot. On average, 105. I mean, just weird. Days with half an inch of rain or higher, we had 20 in 2018, and average is 25, close to 26. So that was a little bit below average. And then for days that we have the bigger rains, over an inch, last year we had 9, and on average we have 10. So just bizarro in terms of how the weather evens out in the end. So just thought you'd kind of be interested in something like that as we kind of kick off this podcast. Now, let's talk about some of the biggest weather events of 2018. And This is a top 10 list, if you will, not ranked in any particular order. We're going to do the rankings here for the top four after I go through this list. So here we go. We'll just start out in chronological order and see how many of you remember this. And it was something that was kind of a esoteric type thing at the beginning of the year. If you remember, first of all, in January 1st of 2018, that was our coldest day. We actually started out at 11 below zero that particular morning. That turned out to be the coldest temperature for the entire year. But all the way through January 7th of 2018, so that was a lot of December up to through the first week of January, we actually had 385 straight hours of temperatures under 32 degrees, 385 straight hours. It was a lot of time where temperatures around this part of the country were awfully darn cold. Then, of course, last winter was another snowless winter in Kansas City. If you throw in the end of 2017 and the snowy months of 2018, and yeah, that's all the way through the month of April of this particular year, we still only ended up with about 7.7 inches of snow. That was our third straight winter of under 10 inches of snow. So that's another little item for you for top weather events of 2018. Here's another one, delayed spring. Do you remember how cold it was, especially during latter parts of March and April? April in particular, second coldest April in Kansas City weather history. We had three straight Sundays in the month of April, including Easter Sunday, with snow. We had five record low temperatures during the month of April. I mean, it was just ridiculously cold, and then we just flipped it. During the month of May, it got ridiculously warm. It was our second warmest May in Kansas City weather history. Our temperatures were about 9 degrees above average. We had three record highs that we either tied or broke. So May was just crazy warm. But interestingly, in the month of May, here's another one for you, we had tornadoes. Do you remember those tornadoes that we had on May 2nd? It was the night right before school day at the Keg. And meteorologist Carly Ritter and I were both working that particular event, and we had ourselves tornadoes inside the Kansas City metropolitan area. There were two in Raytown, one in Belton, one in Overland Park. There was also one up across far northwestern Missouri. Now, thankfully, all those tornadoes were either EFOs or EF0s or EF1s, so they were on the lower side of intensity. The one in Overland Park was the EF1 tornado, by the way. But getting tornadoes inside of the Kansas City limits, that doesn't happen all that often. And getting four of them, that really is virtually unheard of, at least in my time in this part of the country. So that's another one of those big weather events for 2018. How about the month of June? We had 15 days during the month of June where temperatures were 90 degrees or above. That's a lot for the month of June. Now, June can be a pretty toasting month, but boy, I tell you what, we started with a run of a lot of 90s, and it never really stopped. The first day of the month, it was 91. And then we had, you know, kind of vacillated around with some typically warm weather through the first week of the month. And then the second week of the month, we got up into the 90s. We maxed out at 95 degrees on the 11th. We maxed out at 95 on the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. All days with 95 degree weather. And then the worst of the heat came towards the end of the month, where from the 27th through the 30th, we were between 95 and 100 degrees. The hottest temperature that month ended up being on the 28th with a high temperature of 99 degrees. That was pretty darn impressive, I think, for the month of June. July started hot, kind of edged off a little bit, but we finally had our first 100 degree day during the month of July in quite a few years, in about 5 or 6 years, if I remember correctly. And the drought sort of kind of started to max out in July into early August. So July was known for more heat, although in the end, temperatures weren't really all that bad compared to average. But certainly for the dry weather that was affecting areas, especially north of Kansas City. We got a little taste of that drought here in the metro. It was an issue, no doubt. But for areas up towards northern Missouri, it was a much bigger issue up towards 36 Highway. Then the month of October. came along, and then all of a sudden, Mother Nature decided, you know what? It's October. Let's make it snow. And boy, did she make it snow. We had some weird, weird days in October that, when it wasn't snowing, it was actually a pretty decent month. But we had our earliest measurable snow, if memory serves, on October 14th, 0.2 inches of snow. We had a trace of snow on the 15th. Just really very, very unusual weather for the month of October. Now, in the end, it was a weird month. We started out, we had the hottest temperature, 91 on the 3rd. We were down to 26 on the 16th for the lowest temperature. But the average temperature overall ended up being just about a degree or so below average. So that was just kind of a weird month. But those early snows in the month of October should have told us that something weird was about to happen in the month of November. And weird it got. We had the blizzard at the end of the month. We had a ridiculously cold November. Coldest November in Kansas City weather history. We were about 8 degrees below average. The average temperature that month was 35.6 degrees, which in the end was pretty darn close to the average temperature for the month of December that we just finished. So November and December were virtually about the same. And of course, the month was kind of marked by the big blizzard that we saw on November 25th. And that's the final tidbit, the final entry to the top weather events for 2018. The blizzard of all blizzards, really. It was our first big blizzard here in many, many years, and it came down. And the thing that I remember working in that particular day was when I went to work, it was still about 50 degrees early that morning. And I mentioned this on the air that I am sure that there were some people out there who, when I was on the air at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning talking about a blizzard coming and it was still around 40 or 45, people must have thought I was nuts. And boy, when it turned late that morning, it turned. Then we had the 40 and the 50 and the 55-mile-an-hour winds, and we had all the snow. So those are all the biggest weather events for 2018. Let's go over them all very quickly. The streak of sub-freezing temperatures, 385 hours. The snowless winter, winter of 2017, winter of 2018. The delayed spring, which was marked by the second coldest April and the Easter snow and the 5 record lows, the hot May, second warmest in Kansas City weather history, the tornadoes that affected the metro on May 2nd, 4 of them within Kansas City, the really hot June, 15 days of temperatures 90 or above, a pretty warm July with our first 100-degree day and that drought that kept getting worse and worse, the October snows, the earliest measurable snow, the coldest November in Kansas City weather history, and finally, the blizzard on November 25th with the 55-mile-an-hour winds and the 4 to 7 inches of snow. So those are your weather events of 2018. Now, where do I think each event stacked up? Well, let's just do a top four because we'll be here forever if I don't. I think number four is how the spring season got so messed up in this part of the country. That one is my number four. We had a coldish month of March. Temperatures in March were running about a degree or so below average. It wasn't overly cold, and there were actually some warm days in there, and it wasn't really particularly all that snowy. We only had a trace of snow during the month of March. But once April hit, all of a sudden, it got messy and messy fast. Temperatures during the month of April never really warmed up except for a couple of days. We had a few days with temperatures in the 80s, and then towards the end of the month, it got a little bit better. But by the time the month was done, we were 7.5 degrees below average. We had picked up about 2 inches of snow. There were 3 straight Sundays where it snowed in April, and we had 5 days during the month of April where we had at least a trace of snow here in Kansas City. The 1st of April, we had 1.1 inches, and there were some other snow events kind of mixed in with all that as well. So that is my number four on my list of the biggest weather events here in Kansas City. And that would be, again, for number four, the delayed onset of spring. Number three, let's go with the hot weather in June and the drought that developed during the summer. This one's kind of tough because really it's a May, June, July combination. But I think when you go from the second warmest May, especially when you think about the second coldest April, then you flip it to the second warmest May, and you have 15 days during the month of June with temperatures 90 or above. I just think that was pretty incredible. And then we finally broke this kind of weird run of days where we never hit 100 degrees. Finally on, I think it was July 12th, we hit 100 degrees, the first time since September of 2013. So that was just one aspect, the building heat. And then the weird drought that kind of took over, and some areas were affected much more than others. But areas especially from Kansas City north and northwest really had a big issue with this drought. Areas further southeast did not. So the heat and the drought are both my number three kind of top weather event of 2018. Number two, and this one I think is a bigger deal. I'm thankful that what happened that particular night didn't do a lot of damage aside from some trees and maybe some shingle damage. But boy, when you get four tornadoes in the Kansas City metropolitan area all on the same day, and these were all nighttime tornadoes, when you're sending hundreds of thousands of people to a basement or to their basements and you're trying to keep them safe, I think that's a big, big deal. And it could have been a much, much, much bigger deal if any of these tornadoes were a little bit more ferocious. There were four tornadoes in the metro on May 2nd of 2018. There was an EF1 tornado in Overland Park. I mean, it started down there by 143rd and Antioch and moved east-northeast along 135th Street. The maximum winds were about 100 miles an hour. It was on the ground for almost 5 miles. But thankfully, the width was only about 25 yards across, so it was a very tiny tornado. Then there was another tornado in Belton at around 9:22, about 13 minutes after the Overland Park tornado. That one had winds of about 80 miles an hour. It was only on the ground for roughly a tenth of a mile. Then there was another tornado in Raytown. Actually, there were two tornadoes in Raytown that particular night. That one coming just a couple of minutes after the Belton tornado. That, too, rated as an EF0. It was on the ground for about 1.6 miles. And then there was another tornado in Raytown as well. So two tornadoes in Raytown occurred. And, yeah, that's a big issue. You know, it doesn't happen often. And, again, we're just so very thankful that particular night the tornadoes were weak and predominantly just kind of did some tree damage and knocked down some tree limbs and stuff like that. All right, so that's number two on the top four list. What is number one? This one was kind of tough, but I think in terms of the rarity of the whole event, and in particular the timing of this, I think that's what makes this number one, and we're talking about the blizzard. How many of you remember the blizzard? You can't forget it. November 25th, 2018. Typically in the month of November, we get about 1.2 inches of snow. That storm cranked out between 4 and 7 inches of snow here in Kansas City. But the thing that made it so dramatic, 5.8 officially up at KCI, the thing that made it so dramatic was the wind. So you had the perfect combination of 40 to 55-mile-an-hour winds. KCI had a wind gust of 55. You had driving snow coming down sideways, and you had the low visibility. We did that for about 3.5 hours. And as a result, you got yourself a full-fledged blizzard. And blizzards in this part of the country do not happen all that often. If I remember, we had our last blizzard back in 2012. I think that was it. And it was just a remarkable storm system. The snow wasn't as impactful in terms of the amounts further off towards the southeast of Kansas City. But for Kansas City, this was a big deal, and the forecast turned out to be perfect. Everybody knew it was coming. The timing turned out to be perfect. Everybody got inside, and it was just remarkable trying to cover this during the course of that late morning and afternoon as the snow was just coming down sideways. That month of November, we ended up with 7.6 inches of snow. It was our second all-time for snowiest Novembers in Kansas City weather history. And it came in second to one November back in 1923 when we had 9.1 inches of snow. So it was a remarkable storm system that I think I'm going to remember for many, many years, just because of the rarity of us getting blizzards during the month of November. Again, if that was in January or February, it would still probably be in my top four. I don't know if I would have it as my top weather event of 2018, but because of the rarity, it just never happens in the month of November in this part of the country. Okay, that was just bizarre. As a matter of fact, since 2004, no blizzard warnings had been issued for the Kansas City metropolitan area in the month of November. So it was really kind of a very rare thing. The snow was actually a little bit heavier further up towards the north, but here in Kansas City, you know, solid 4 to 7 inches, give or take. The winds 55 miles an hour here, 56 mile an hour wind gusts out towards Leavenworth, 53 mile an hour winds down towards Gardner and out towards Stillwell and Stanley, 54 mile an hour winds out towards the Higginsville area. I mean, that was the real deal in terms of active big winter storms. I mean, it was just amazing. All right, so there you go. That's my top four biggest weather events of 2018. Of course, you had the delayed spring start. That was number four. The heat combination drought. That was number three. The tornadoes that occurred on May 2nd. That was number two. And finally, the November 25th blizzard. That is my biggest weather event of 2018. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Joe's Weather World. We'll be doing some additional podcasts for 2019. Have yourself a great rest of the day. I hope you watch us every night you can. Don't forget, you can check out my thoughts on my weather blog at fox4kc.com/Joe's blog. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.